Good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Mr. B, and I'm here to talk to you, this being episode number 6. Now, I know I've been talking to you through episode 1 through 5, and I've been talking about the Hands Up Foundation. And it is, and it was, the Hands Up Foundation. But just recently, I had to get, you know, I had a disturbance was brought to my attention about the name, the Hands Up Foundation. And so with that, you know, it was a lot of, you know, tip to tap, back and forth. And I just felt to alleviate the headaches, the ongoing back and forth, I just chose to stay away from the Hands Up Foundation, the name. Now, surprisingly, when I put things together when I was in the nursing home and I started the LLC, it was in the name of the Hands Up Foundation. At that time, during the search, I was never told, okay, you can't have this name. You know, for those that know a little bit about going about starting a business and you want to, you know, name it whatever you want to name it, but during the process of trying to name it the way you want to name it, there's a search bar where it tells you you can and cannot have that name. And during that time in 2023, when I applied for the New York State business, you know, the documents and all that, I have the documents in my property. And I was, you know, I wasn't told I couldn't have this name. And so I, you know, I was able to get the name and even the LLC. I named one of my business partners to be the registered agent. And so, you know, we was just going about our business at the time. But, you know, to make a long story short, I shouldn't even have went that route with this process, being that trying to generate the funds needed to be able to kickstart this process. And this process is going to take a little bit of, you know, some dividends. You know, you got to get your insurance. You got to do your marketing. You just got to get a lot of things in place. And with the LLC, I'm not able to do that. A few days ago, I went on and applied for the nonprofit, the 501c3. It's a nonprofit document where you're able to be able to get funds through the grants and donations and et cetera, et cetera. I felt that that's the route we need to go. So I did the process. I started the process a few days ago. And during the process, when I was doing the search, this was real kind of like, I was laughing at myself because I was saying this to myself. How did I get in this situation from the beginning? So it was all about, remember I told you in episode 5, the good Lord. See, it's not the good Lord's fault that I went about it the wrong way. The good Lord put the vision in my mind, put it in me to do the things that he wants me to do. But because of my imperfectionist, you know, being imperfect, and then I was so excited. I was just ripping and I was just running. I was just running fast. And I wasn't thinking. Again, I wasn't thinking, you know, to get to this age, and I'm still not thinking, I'm still making mistakes after mistakes after mistakes. And so I was able to, you know, analyze my mistake. And I was saying to myself, how did this happen? And so during the search, when I try to implement the hand, you know, the hands up, first, the new identity, the new nonprofit, they was telling me during the search that you can't have that name. Somebody else got it. And they even told me, you know, they even wrote down the name of the company. And it was like, did my Google search, and I said, yeah, I can't have that name. And I get back and forth for almost an hour before I was able to get this name. And the name I got is All Hands Up, Inc. Incorporation, that's what Inc. stands for. And I was, you know, back and forth. And I still, you know, this, you know, it was granted to me from the state of New York. It was granted to me that I could have this name. This name officially is mine. No ifs, ands, and buts about it. There's probably some companies out there that's kind of like similar. But, you know, you take away this, you take away that. But, you know, for All Hands Up, Inc. is mine. Mr. B. is mine. State of New York. Officially, 2024. So I had to change everything. Now, the first 5 episodes, I'm going to just let it roll because it's a learning process. This podcast is a learning process. This podcast is, you know, it's about me growing, even though I'm already old, but I'm growing. I'm trying to get better with this thing. And it's audio. So it's not like you know, a visual. You can see me. I got my dress code on, or I don't got a dress code on, or I'm just raggedy. I'm just old. I'm just ransom, you know, whatever. You know, this is audio. So my best bet doing audio is to make sure I don't curse, say profanity. I need to, you know, even though I do curse, you know, and I slowed down in the past years, profanity, my anger level is I slow down, you know. I'm not as angry as I used to be. It's not about, you know, having it my way. This is not Burger King. Life is not Burger King. You can't have it your way. There's things out here that's just, a lot of times, it's out of your control. You just got to deal with it as it goes. And you try to make the best decision. So in this situation, this episode number 6, and I want to let you know that the new name, yes, the new name for this it's not in the foundation. This new name, this platform, you know, I went nonprofit. I still got to do a lot of work. It's paperwork I have to receive in the mail. I got my EIN number, but I got to receive that also in the mail. I got to do my pro laws. I got 3 members that are directors of this nonprofit organization, myself and 2 business partners. And we have to sit down and talk about our bylaws, you know, because we have to incorporate our own laws, what we're going to live by, how we're going to go about doing business in the state of New York. This is what we got to incorporate and make sure it's in writing. And then we go to the bank and start, you know, open up a business account and all that good stuff. And this. But it's things that need to be done, and I really appreciate the fact that the route I'm going now is the route I should have went 12, 15 months ago. But I was so caught up with, the good Lord giving me a blessing. The good Lord thought about me to do a blessing for him. That's why I was so, like, I was just living and running. I'm blinded, you know. I'm going about my business. I wanted to do the good Lord will, you know. And, you know, and I was like, again, I still, you know, I'm stunned sometimes, you know. The good Lord thought about me. He poked me on my shoulder. He said, hey, do me a solid. I'm like, whoa. That's my word. What are you talking about? Do me a solid. You know, I realized when the good Lord wants to talk to you, he's going to break it down and you'll come down to your level. He's going to kick it with you. He's going to see what's going on. He don't, you know, I know it's people, like, if they listening, tuning in, I know they saying, this guy's crazy. You know, where he come from? You know,
Sometimes I think I'm crazy, but I think I'm a good crazy person. You know what I'm saying? I'm a good crazy person. And I just think, like I said, it's not showboat. It's not about, I need somebody, you know, pat me on the back and just say, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, it's not about this. This is something that I didn't see it coming. It's just things, scenarios, situations, episodes in my life just kept on. And so, good Lord, make sure I didn't suffer. I could have been suffering out there. I could have been, you know, living under the Williamsburg Bridge. I could have been suffering, man. I could have been living in Union Square or Uptown Harlem. I mean, 25th Street in the subway. I could have been laying up in a sleeping bag under the highway, the BQE. You know, the good Lord, he looked out for me, man. Sometimes I wonder, what, good Lord, why are you looking out for me, man? Who am I? Why you come for me? You know, there's so many people out here just, they struggling too. I can't explain it. I can't explain it. He gave me the vision. He said he wants me to deal. He wants me to help the people. You know, I didn't know what he was talking about at first. I'm like, whoa. And then he put the vision in my brain and he gave it to me. He said, yo, we're dealing with a Pacific area. Mental awareness. Yes, mental awareness. We're dealing with that. And I know I don't have the certificate, the degrees, the documents, you know. I didn't go down, you know, I didn't walk the walk with the robe on and the little cap and gown and all that good stuff. Didn't put in the 4 years, the 8 years, and this and that. Like that. I got close to 40 years of experience. You know, I didn't think about it at the time when it was brought to my attention. Years of experience of dealing with people. I could read people. You know, I mean, I know it sound far-fetched. It sound unreal. But, yo, I got that. You know, it ain't a power. It just comes with you. I think there's people that can relate to what I'm saying. You can read people just by looking at them. You know, see how they, you know, they act and how they walk and how they talk. Read, you know, facial expressions. You know, I ain't the only one. Many, millions of people around the world, they can read people. And I got 40 years of experience. You know, I'm dealing with good and bad people. They all over. You can't read these people. They all over. But I made it. I'll be 60 in August. So, good Lord gave me a job. He want me to look out for the people. So I'm going by the process. I'm, you know, going through the nonprofit, going through the process. I want to get this thing started before Labor Day. Get things rolling. Because the next step is I have to go to IRS and get the tax exempt certificate. You understand me? To be able to receive funds and not worry about, you know, paying taxes on that and on this. And yeah, you still overall gonna have to pay some taxes on some of the things that we do. And I don't have a problem with paying taxes, because taxes, it helps the land. It puts food on the table for people, give them jobs. You know, I don't got no beef with them. I got no beef with them. I always feel like everybody need to eat. Everybody. This, that, and the third. No, no, that's not my belief. It's not my belief. Everybody need to eat. Everybody. You know? So, you know, but I want to go about this process of, you know, getting the funds we need so I can generate. I'm going to be able to hire people because I'm going to need people. You know, I spoke about that in episode 4, Power 6. My Power 6, you know, this, they the bread and butter. A Power 6, and then down the line, we might break it down from Power 6 to Power 4. You know, the Final Four, we might break it down. We get it to the point where I'm going to be picking psychiatrists that are down to earth. These psychiatrists are not running around here with something up their butt, with a white coat on, and a clipboard, and some glasses on, bifocals, and all that good stuff. Bad breath and all that good stuff. We ain't dealing with them kids. I don't want nothing to do with them. When I put the wanted sign up, when I put it up, I said, I'm looking for people. You should know when you see it, don't, it ain't for you. I ain't talking about you. Don't need you, because we dealing with the youth. And these youth are hard, man. Ooh, Lord. They gonna talk that talk, man. Ooh, man. You gotta have alligator skin, man. I'm telling you. You gotta have alligator skin. You can't let it, you know, get you under. You feel like you wanna curl up on a rock. No, you can't do it. We dealing with these kids Monday through Friday. Dealing with them. High school and college, we dealing with them. A lot of these kids, they might not say it. A lot of these kids, they want him. They just don't know how to go about trying to get him. They don't know. See, we're going to provide them an avenue for him. Come on down, man. Let me talk to you. See, I'm not going to be the one always, you know. I'm going to go out in the field from time to time. You know, I'm going to go out there every now and then. But I'm going to build my team. I'm going to recruit my team. Power 6. Recruiting. 2 psychiatrists. Male and a female. You know what I mean? 2 physical trainers. Remember, student athletes. High school and college. And my counselors. They coordinated. They down with it. They mini me. Yeah, they just like me. Just like I'm talking right now, they gonna be like me. They gonna be, they gotta talk. They gotta know how to talk. You can't be timid. Can't be shy. I ain't looking for you. This ain't what, you know, this ain't what's going on. This not the place for you. You know, you wanna be shy, you know what I'm talking. No, you can't do it. You gotta have alligator skin. I'm talking about, yo. It's gonna be tough, man. We ain't whooping nobody. We ain't fighting nobody. You know, you gotta know how to check your emotions. Check it. Just keep it at the house. Lock it up. Come to work. You know, you're on point. And so, it's very important that all hands up, INC, it's the new kid on the block. Yeah, huh? What? It's the new kid on the block. That's the new name. All hands up, incorporation. Abbreviated Inc. is what's happening. Now I'm gonna tell you like this. I know people are probably saying, this guy's crazy, man. What are you talking about? All hands on. What are you talking about? I'm gonna tell you like this. It wasn't my first choice. It wasn't my first choice. I was in that start, the search bar for about an hour. I was like, man, they refused me so much, I was gonna quit. I'm gonna come back the next day at another angle. You know, let me give me some rest. You people getting on my nerve with this. Where's my first choice? But they finally agreed on all hands up, Inc. They said I gotta have an Inc. or corporation, incorporated. They gotta be, you know, attached to the back. And it's all means the same. You know? So I said, okay. Now, this the part I'm gonna get you to understand. Why Joe, all hands up, Inc. See, the old saying, they had an old saying. It's an old saying. I remember this when I was a kid, back in the 70s. They had an old saying. I remember all my aunties, they were talking. And she was talking to all the other aunties and some more aunties and from other families and just aunties everywhere, you know, just aunties and everything. And I was just there, you know, I'm eating, like, you know, food was good back in them days, man. We had barbecues and it was going down, man. Barbecue sauce, delicious. You could have ate your fingers, you know, it was so good. And so I'm sitting there listening to somebody that said something that really, it stayed with me for life. And this is what they said. They said it takes a village to raise a child. At that time, I'm a kid. I don't know what she talking about, village. Where that is? What is she talking about? The village people, what's she talking about? That, you know, this back in the 70s, they had a group called the Village People. I'm like, what? What's he talking about? We ain't got no village in Brooklyn. But I realized through the years, I got old, you know. You know, to raise a child, it takes a lot. You know, it takes more than a mom and a daddy. You know, it takes more than just a granddaddy and a grandma. In some families, you don't have a grandpa. You might have a grandma. And then some families, you might not have a daddy. You might have a mama. You got sisters. You got brothers. You got some first cousins, second cousins. You know, you might have a few uncles. But then a lot of them, you know, they wicked in their own ways. You know, they don't mean no harm. They just wicked in their own ways, you know. They just, you know, going about their business. You know, they wicked, you know. And then, you know, you got a few neighbors. They still, you know, wicked. But see, what I'm trying to tell you that it's going to take more than just a mama and a grandmama to raise a child. When I heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child, it dawned on me, it makes more sense to what she said. That took me till I got to my 50th year on the earth to realize that, yes, it do take a village to raise a child. So for all hands up, that phrase falls under that same category that it's going to take a village to raise men and women, young men and women, to be future. You can name it, whatever. It's going to take a village. See, it ain't going to just be one counselor, one psychiatrist. It's going to be like a village. A whole bunch of us. We're gonna be attached to you like static clean. We stay in touch. We're gonna stay in touch with you. You're not leaving. You're gonna have problems. I know you're gonna have problems. You're gonna have a phone number to call and say, yo, I'm gonna do it. Can I talk to you? Meet you at blah blah blah, Starbucks and this and that. McDonald's on 3rd Avenue. You know what I'm saying? I got you, man. I'll be over there. You understand? It's gonna take up. This one. All hands up. We ain't gonna surrender. We ain't gonna give up. We ain't gonna turn our backs on. All hands up. We all in. Like I said, this slogan, all hands up, Inc. is gonna fall in the same category that it's gonna take a village to raise a child. Boom. It's gonna take a village to raise young men and young women to be ultimate human beings on this land we live on. So, you know, I think I talk too much. I don't know why I keep saying it, but I love talking. I ain't got nothing else to do. I'm handicapped. I'm crippled. I ain't got nothing but just talking. And I love talking. That's why the good Lord choked me. You know I love talking. I got something to talk about. The good Lord don't want to put me to sleep. He don't want to put me to sleep. I got something to give to the people. And I'm going to give it to the people. I'm going to do my part. You know, I might not see that day. I know it sounds far-fetched, like, you know, why you keep saying the same thing over and over. I might not see that day where all hands up ain't it's all that and more. I might not see it. I hope to see it. I sure would love to see it. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't trying to live large. I ain't living large. I ain't trying to live large. I can't do nothing. I can't drive no car. I can't ride no motorcycle. Can't ride no horse. I can't do nothing. I hope I can find a lady friend. I hope I can find one. I hope. I don't know. I'm about to go to Iceland. You'll be in the igloo or something. But I'm going to let y'all go. And like I said, I love talking. That's all I got left. My next episode, I'm going to talk a little bit more about All Hands Up, Inc. And then go into the prototype, what I want to make the presentation to the Board of Ed and to the college and CAA. I want to make sure they understand that this prototype, if it works, if it wins, we in them. We in like Flint. We in them. So the prototype is the bread and butter of this whole thing. If we lose, I can't see it. Good Lord sees it. Good Lord saw the vision before me. So he already know this thing gonna work. He already know. Cause I try to tell him I can't do this, man. I'm old, man. I'm sick, man. I can't even walk. I told him, good Lord, I'm black, man. You know, people don't like black people out there. He don't want to hear that. The good Lord said he don't want to hear that. I said, okay, good Lord. All right, man. I believe in you, man. I got you, man. I do it. And so that's where I'm at right now. So right now I'm gonna let this thing go. I've been talking too long. Ooh, Lord. And I'm gonna let this thing go. And I'm gonna get back at you for episode number seven. And we're gonna talk about something. I got you. Good day.